It did not take long for Louise Rosa Paulson to recognize that she needed something other than the traditional Danish higher education experience. Paulson is from Copenhagen, Denmark. The now 27-year-old started seeking a bachelor's degree at the University of Copenhagen in 2010. But right away, she felt that she was very different from the other students there. For one thing, she was completely uninterested in the culture of parties and drinking alcohol that was widespread at the school. So after a year there, Paulson decided to leave the school and travel for a while. She moved to the United States and completed an internship with the human rights group Amnesty International. Then she moved to London, England, to volunteer for the Mormon Church. Paulson joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in her teen years, although she had been raised as a member of the Church of Denmark. In 2014, Paulson decided to restart her education, but not back home. Instead, she found a school that shared her religious beliefs, Brigham Young University.
Brigham Young University, or BYU for short, is a private, nonprofit research university. The school serves about 33,500 students and is located in Provo, Utah, a 45-minute drive south of Salt Lake City, the state capital. Mormons led by Brigham Young founded the city in 1847, and the Mormon Church established BYU 25 years later. In the end, Paulson says the relatively low cost of attendance is what interested her the most about studying political science at BYU, but she also liked the idea that she would share similar beliefs with the other students, even though she was from a different country. And, at the very least, partying would not be an issue. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and even coffee and tea are all banned on campus because the Mormon religion bars their use. The school also does not permit members of the opposite sex to enter each other's bedrooms in on-campus housing. They can only enter the shared areas, and they may not enter each other's on-campus housing at all during most late-night hours. Utah holds the largest Mormon population in the United States. However, Paulson says, even though she had joined a familiar community, she still felt a little like an outsider.
The community is different here in many ways. Mostly here I associate with people who've been Mormons for, you know, their whole lives. I have not always been a Mormon, and I'm kind of made to be in a minority, I think. Here a lot of people are culturally religious. I'm much more faith-based as well. You kind of have to be, because culturally Mormonism and Danishness does not really match.
Paulson says she had worried about the possible beliefs she might find among people in Provo. She considers herself open-minded and politically liberal. She had heard that many people in rural America were very conservative. But she says the more American students she met, the more friends she made. It did not matter if she disagreed with some people about issues like gun control or immigration, for example. She says almost everyone she met was open to discussing differing opinions respectfully. And some were even willing to change their opinions based on such discussions, she says.
Ferris Nafa is a 22-year-old BYU student from Amman, Jordan. During his final year in high school, he decided he wanted to attend a college or university in Europe or the United States. Around the same time, BYU representatives visited Nafa's high school. Nafa liked what they said about the school. So, in 2013, he began studies at BYU for a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. Nafa is not Mormon, but he says he did not care that he would be part of a small, non-Mormon minority at the school. Nafa grew up Christian in a majority Muslim country, so he is used to being different. Also, he says his parents liked that the school has firm rules governing student behavior. In time, Nafa says, the school would have a greater effect on him than he could have expected. He was placed in on-campus housing with an American who quickly became his best friend. This friend brought Nafa to meet his family, and before long, they were treating Nafa like one of their own. But more importantly, Nafa notes, his friend taught him to really enjoy outdoor activities.
Back in Jordan, Nafa says he never was that interested in activities like hiking or skiing. However, Utah is home to 5 national parks and is relatively close to 3 other national parks out of state, including the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Utah also has many areas in which to ski. Nafa says the natural beauty around Provo made the outdoors impossible to resist.
Going from just doing normal stuff every weekend to doing really extreme outdoor sport activities has just been a life-changing experience for sure. I definitely feel changed. Because I'm not doing what I used to do before coming to college. Now I'm experiencing new things.
Nafa liked these new experiences so much that he ended up staying longer than he had first planned. He also changed fields of study and decided to join a BYU program in accounting. This program let him finish his bachelor's degree in 3 years instead of the usual 4. Then he was immediately accepted into a 2-year BYU master's degree program in 2016. He was able to take part thanks to financial support from the school and its international student office. Louise Rosa Paulson says she also plans to stay in the United States after receiving her bachelor's degree. And she wants to seek a master's degree beginning this fall at a school on the East Coast. Paulson says the secret to feeling at home in a strange land is holding on to things that make you remember the place you are from.
Find ways to have your fun little cultural niches and stay normal and stay sane, because you will get homesick, but you can find ways to be happy here anyways.
I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Lucia Malonig.